So, one more word of introduction. The whole sugya of the debates that happened between Rabbi Shua ben Hananya and the elders of Athens, it all happens against the backdrop of what the Gemara in Bechoros is talking about. And the Gemara in Bechoros was discussing the concept of gestation periods. You know, how much time does it take for certain trees to bear fruit, and how long does it take for certain animals to finally give birth? What's the gestation period? Pregnancy period. How long is it? Right. That's really just what the sugya was talking about. Right. And after that, where it starts getting more focused to that which spurred on the debates between Rabbi Shua ben Hananya and the elders of Athens, was that Rabbi Shua ben Hananya said this very assertively, that the nachash, the snake, has a 7-year gestation period, right? It's pregnant for 7 years until it finally gives birth, and it's quite painful for a snake, but as Gemara says, the snake deserves it because he was the creature that caused the sin of Adam, right? And part of consequences of the sin of Adam is Be'etzev Tol Dibadim. God told Chava, now it's going to be painful to bear children. Part of the pain is the pregnancy period, right? It's the pain, the birth pangs. It culminates with labor, the pains of labor, right? But it's the whole pregnancy period is uncomfortable, right? And the Nachash for sure has a big, a big share in that sin, so he has to have the pain of being pregnant for 7 years. All right, so the Caesar asked Rabbi Shua ben Hananya, said, look, the elders of Athens say a much smaller figure. He said, they were wrong. They probably were probably experimenting with a snake that was pregnant already. And he says, yeah, but they're very smart, right? So I'm smarter than they are. So the Caesar sends him to debate with them. That's how it all happened, right? So it's just very, we have to understand the background, it's against the backdrop of the concept of the length of pregnancy as it is in all the different creatures, particularly in the snake. That's what triggers the whole thing. So what is the connection between period of pregnancy, and particularly pregnancy of a snake, and going out and debating with the elders of Athens? Right. So Rav Yitzchak Isaac Hover, from the greatest exponent of the Torah of the Vilna Gaon, right, he says an amazing thing. He said, as we already mentioned a couple of minutes ago, right, one of the consequences of the sin of Adam was the whole concept of pregnancy, right? There has to be a whole gestation period. If not for the sin of Adam, right, Chava could have given birth every single day, got pregnant and given birth on the same day, and that's the way it's going to be in the future. And not only that, the fact that there's gestation period in the whole of, the Bria, that even, trees, they don't just bear fruit, there's like a whole, they have the season, and between seasons, they build up the potential to bear fruit until fruit finally emerges. There's this, concept on all levels of life of a gestation period, right, a pregnancy period. And if all this is only because of the sin of Adam, if not for the sin of Adam, right? So all forms of life, and even vegetable life, would bear fruit right away, right? As soon as there would be the stimulus to bear fruit, right? It would be instant, from the fertilization to the emergence of the final product, right? So that's something very deep to contemplate, right? That the sin of Adam gave us the whole concept of gestation period. Right? So Rav Isaac Hover explains, and it is also in the writings of the Vilna Gaon and the Sagadita, right? That, the sin of Adam gave us the whole perspective that we have on the universe, the physical perspective we have. That as Kant, the philosopher Kant, pointed out, that how we arrange things in time and space, that's how the mind makes order of reality. Right? The mind makes Seder in events and in things, and perceiving them of, this happened here then, this happened here then, sequence. All sequence is time and space. Here at this time, there at that time. It's all time and space. All right, that's the way the mind works. The mind sees everything in terms of time and space, right? A very erroneous perspective, and I refer our viewers to our video drush on Parshas Vayetze, where we spoke about this, that really the only space that there is God. You know, he is, you know, what sustains the whole world. The whole world is by him. We spoke about this at great length in our video drush on Parshas Vayetze, right? And this whole mind that sees time and space as we see it, which Einstein revealed at least that it's not absolute, it's a relative thing, right? It's a reference frame. So this whole time and space perspective is the whole sector perspective, how we see the world, the way the natural mind sees it, right? Which is the sciences, the secular sciences. It's all the way the mind measures the world. This is how I measure how life works. That's called biology. My measurements on molecules is called chemistry, and my measurements of energy are called physics. It's all the way the mind measures things. That's the whole secular perspective. That's the that's where all the sciences come from. And it's, of course, this type of perspective, of having time and space that might be your own. Yeah, so I could have, entertainment and the arts. I've got time for that, right? So that's all what emerged from the sin, right? That's actually what the snake was telling Adam. If you eat from the tree, right, you'll have your own world. Be like God who knows good and evil. Rashi says you'll be like God. You'll create your own world, right? That man actually wanted, was talked in to it by the snake. The snake talked man into rebelling against God, that the world that Adam lived in was an absolute world, as the Rambam says in Moreh Nevuchim. He just saw truth, right? And he saw that everything that wasn't truth, he saw that it was falsehood. And he lived in an absolute world, and that's why it was a perfect world. Right? Because, all the space for confusion and vice didn't exist. That space is all in the mind, right? But perception is reality. Adam went for the snake's offer. Eat from the tree and get a new perspective on life. That's Das Tov HaRa. Get this perspective of life, and reality will change with it, with that new perspective, because perception is reality, right? Your perception is your reality. And that's indeed what happened. Adam, went into Das Tov HaRa, the mind that gives time and space that could be occupied by good but also by evil. And that gave the whole space-time perspective that we have, that the mind works with. Right? And that's what the snake is particularly guilty for. Right? But this whole time-space, right, that's so real to us. It's so real to us because perception is reality. And that's a perception that we have to break through, right? And understand that Hashem is the emes. The whole space-time perspective that allows for space, that there's good and evil, to have the same space, which is the illusion we have to break through. Right? But that, it's that whole perspective that all the sciences and philosophies and cultures and arts are within that perspective. They're in that space, which doesn't really, really exist. But perception is reality, and to us it seems very real, and that's why also we're punished with a gestation period. Right, you put the world in a certain time-space sequence. Right, so perception is going to be reality, and people are going to be under time and space, and people will only emerge after a certain gestation period, where it's going to take up space inside the mother and take up time inside the mother. Right, and that the whole world's going to suffer from being under time and space. Right. And none of this had to be in the first place. We just had the clarity that Hashem is the absolute reality that is supporting us. So we could have instant results, and evil wouldn't exist at all. We created a whole time-space continuum, right? So we have the time-space perspective, right? And also perception is reality. And that's why people and all of reality has to go through a gestation period with all the pain, and the pain at least will be somewhat of an atonement of having created this situation for ourselves, right? And the snake is particularly the one that caused the whole thing. By the way, this is what the Vilna Gaon says, that the pregnancy of the snake represents the pregnancy of giving birth to Mashiach. Right, we speak about Chavle Mashiach, right? The labor pains of Mashiach coming, that, you know, the messianic wars where a lot of people, there's going to be a lot of pain, a lot of people will be dead. Those are called Chavle Mashiach, the labor pains of Mashiach. Right, the Mashiach, as it were, is born, and it's through a very painful sequence of events that he's born, that he emerges into being, right, that he's revealed. It's all likened to the pain of giving birth, because really Mashiach comes to save the world from the sin of Adam, and to be a tikkun for the what the sin of Adam created the whole Das Tovara, which is the time-space perspective that allows space for evil. And they say, so you cooked it, you'll eat it. And that's why we suffer through a gestation period. Everything suffers through a gestation period. And Mashiach's going to be the final tikkun on that. He will be he who comes to fix the sin of Adam. And Mashiach is indeed a Gilgal of Adam Arishon, and he fixes the sin. But of course, it's like going to be the final and most painful birth to end the whole pain of the birthing process, that from then the world will be fixed and go back to the level of Eden before the sin, when everything grew instantly and fruits were born instantly, and people also, were conceived and born all on the same day. All right, and that's what Mashiach does, and that's the pregnancy of the snake. The pregnancy that will undo what the snake did is a 7-year pregnancy that Chazal say in Gemara and Sanhedrin. There's a 7-year process until Mashiach comes, that from that the different events and messianic wars, it happens over a 7-year cycle, and then he comes at the end of the 7. Right? And that's undoing what the snake caused. Right? But the Greeks and the whole second, they're not interested in undoing what the snake caused, because that's their whole mentality, and that's also their whole reality. Because when the world will be fixed, then the Goyim will not have their own space anymore. The righteous Goyim will serve the Jewish people, and the non-righteous Goyim will be vanquished. Right? So they're certainly not interested on any level of undoing, right, the sin of Adam. Because it's what facilitates their existence the way they are. It's what facilitates their mentality. The whole secular culture comes from Das Tovara. It's what gives the whole brain and mind as we know it, that, you know, sees science the way it sees it, sees culture the way it sees it, sees reality the way it sees it. Right? They're not interested in having any of that undone. And that's why, you know, there was a machlokas over the pregnancy period of the snake in particular. Right? Because that's what we want to undo, right? And we want, you know, the coming of Mashiach, that it runs parallel to the pregnancy cycle of the snake, because it's what's going to undo what the snake did. That's why it runs parallel. It's going to be the antibody to it. That's why Mashiach comes on a 7-year cycle. The messianic wars and events are on a 7-year cycle when they finally happen. Right? And we've been through a few cycles already where Mashiach could have come and didn't. You know what it's like, says the Vilna Gaon? It's like a false labor, or, God forbid, it was a real labor and a miscarriage. So we go try again, and go through another 7-year cycle in which hopefully those later cycles will be more mutzlach, more successful than the ones where Mashiach was miscarried, or it was a false labor, you know, depending on which event it was in the history. All right. So that's why the debate is against this backdrop. They want this whole time-space perspective that... that's parallel to pregnancy. Pregnancy is that things take their time to develop. There's this whole time-space continuum. They want that whole time-space continuum perspective, because in that continuum perspective is where is all secular science and all secular culture. That's where it is. If you don't have that mentality and that view of reality, then none of it exists even. It only exists within that framework. And of course, that framework seems so physically real, because perception is reality, and that's why the Jewish mission is so hard, that we have to break through the collective perception that Hashem is the one and only, and He is the space of the world, and there is none other, Ein Od Milvado, and the whole world belongs to Him, and the whole world is perpetually by Him, and connected to Him, and supported to Him, right? That's, you know, what the Jewish people, that's the perspective we have to pierce. So their whole perspective is called the gestation period, right? And that's the secret that the whole debates between Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananiah, the wisdom of the Torah, versus the elders of Athens, secular wisdom and secular culture, it's all against the backdrop of the sugya on gestation periods, because their whole wisdom is beside, their whole wisdom runs parallel to the whole concept of gestation period, which never had to be, right? And their whole perspective of that time-space continuum that leaves space for evil and vice and secular culture and secular perspective, that their whole wisdom is beside the gestation period, which in the future there won't be at all, when everything will be realigned with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even on the conscious level, there won't be any needs for developmental periods, which only cause problems and delays and distractions. Everything will be instant. There won't be any gestation period in the future, but their whole wisdom is beside, is the secret of gestation period that resulted from the sin of Adam.